Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow. Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I was thinking earlier about what to focus on during this episode, what we could discuss, what I could say that might be useful or helpful. And that kind of expanded out to my focusing on the whole idea of advice and advice giving. The question I was wondering is it a good idea to give advice, to give suggestions, to indicate to people that they might be better off if they did this or did that? Or would we be better off just keeping our thoughts and opinions to ourselves? I guess going beyond that then, the other side of that coin, if you will, is when we hear advice, when we hear suggestions, when we hear the thoughts of other people, when they tell us what they think would be good for us, what we ought to do, what we should do, how should we deal with that? How should we handle that? How should we process that? I'm not quite sure of the circumstances or what the particular issue was, but I do remember Dad saying to me, Gary, I'm going to give you some advice. I'm going to let you know what I think is the best choice, the best action, what I think you should do, how I think you should handle this. And I said, well, okay, that'll be good. And he said, but before I do that, there's one point that I really want to make clear with you. I am from time to time, I have from time to time, given you advice, given you suggestions, let you know what I think would be in your best interest, what I think you ought to do. The thing that you need to understand, the thing that you really need to focus on at this point in time and on down the road is that just because I give you advice doesn't mean you should follow it. Just because I give you a suggestion doesn't mean you should act on it. Just because I tell you what I think you should do, how you should act, how you should decide things, what choices you should make. Just because it comes from me doesn't mean that it's useful or even correct. So I want to continue giving you advice. I want to be able to share with you my experience and what I think and what I feel from time to time. But we have to understand that you have a responsibility. This is a two-way street. I say what I think, I say what I feel, I give you my suggestion, recommendation, advice, and then you need to put it in your pipe and smoke it. You need to decide if it works for you. You need to decide how it fits into the scheme of things for you. I hope that you take it seriously, that you take it into consideration, that you give it its due thought, its due value, but by the same token, I hope that you run it through the mix, run it through your process, run it through your decision-making, and then come to your own conclusion, make your own decision, make what you believe is your best choice. If I kind of expand beyond that, then I suspect there's some kind of a principle involved there, something that I hope you do, something that I hope we all do. I hope that you take anything that I say into consideration, you place some value on it, you process it to the level you think it deserves, and then you come to your own conclusion. You see how well it fits into the scheme of things for you. You see how you think it might work for you. You modify it, you shape it, you interpret it, you do what you need to do with it to make it work for you. And that includes throwing it out, discarding it, ignoring it, not giving it any further consideration, if in your judgment that is your best choice, that is what works best for you. My goal is to help you matter, to help you make a difference, and that can only happen with your full participation, that you take in what you hear, what you see, what you experience, and then you apply that in your world. You apply that in your relationships. You apply that in terms of your judgment about what works best for you. If we expand out from that a little, then it's amazing how much advice we are given on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. We get advice from our friends, advice from our coworkers, advice from people that we interact with in business or in social situations. There's no end to the advice that we get through commercials, through advertising, through other activities involving the media, Facebook, Twitter, TV, whatever it is we expose ourselves to. I'm not sure what the percentage is, but I suspect it's pretty high, that, you know, maybe 15 or 20% of all of the information that we receive comes in the form of advice, comes in the form of recommendations, comes in the form of you ought to, you need to. And I suspect that that is all more true today than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. The amount of advice and guidance that we get seems to expand almost exponentially, and, you know, it expands really wildly over time. And the interesting thing is, the important thing, from my perspective at least, is that our ability to screen, filter, evaluate all of that advice, that the need for that expands at the same rate. We have to get better and better at selectively listening to advice and then quite selectively following it. We need to follow my dad's advice, which was, take anything that you hear, anything that anyone says, including me, with a big, big grain of salt. Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. If you'd like to get in touch, my email is gac@drgarycrow.com, or I'm on Twitter and Facebook @drgarycrow. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or on your favorite podcast player. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.